Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And, you know, some of the inspiration from the show just comes from various places, various experiences that Kelly or I may have. And this latest, Kelly, happened when you were in car rider line, right?
Yeah. Well, I have some time to kill as I'm hanging out, waiting to pick up the kids at school at carpool. And these were lit, like, I had tears streaming down my face. So if anybody looked over and said, oh, Kelly's not in a good way right now, I was actually LOLing at some of these. These are kind of like little, like, kind of F my life, little nuggets, little life fails.
Okay, so it's people that have tweeted something or posted something on the internet and just kind of showing that, you know what, this happened to me today.
Little facepalm moments.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So this first one, I'm locked out of my dog's Facebook account that I created in 2010, and they won't let me back in unless I send over a copy of his driver's license.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have, like, accounts for their pets, right?
Right,
right. But you can't prove their identity. And listen, I've been there. I've been in Facebook jail before. You do have to prove your identity to get out.
You sure do.
That's a problem.
I like it.
Another one. I'm 49 and just found this in my mom's bookshelf, and it's a picture of a book on the shelf that says, "Is my child stupid?"
Oh my gosh. Is my child that you're right. Look at that. That book's just there. It's by Peter Lawrence. That is funny.
And this is great. This is great. So you hate it when you cannot get a text message to go through, right?
Isn't
right. The worst.
Yeah. Yeah. You get like the red. Yeah.
Yes.
Notification that it
Try
wasn't
again.
Delivered. Right. Sure.
So this is a text to mom. Okay. And they said, "I'm coming ho." H-O-E.
Oh, no.
Misspelled home.
Right.
Obviously.
Sure.
So then, three attempts to say home did not go through.
Uh-huh.
The next message that goes through is, "blanking piece of blank."
Oh, no. So the two messages that went through to his mom were, "I'm coming ho" and "blanking piece of blank." Wow. Okay. Do you have a couple more of these?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Well, here's.
I got a couple more. This picture of a guy and look on his face. He's a groom.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in the background is what's funny. He says, "My wedding venue was double booked at the same place as a furry convention."
Oh my gosh.
It's a bunch of people in animal costumes behind it.
Oh my gosh.
That is funny.
Okay. That is funny.
Another one. It's when you send your mom flowers for her birthday with a card signed your favorite child, the truth comes out. So here's the text exchange between the siblings.
Oh,
did
no.
you get mom flowers? Yes. Why? Did she think it was you? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then she sent a screenshot of their conversation. Oh, she got the favorite child wrong.
That's so awful.
That is awkward.
All right, I got three more.
All right.
So I was coaching a basketball camp this week, and I asked a kid what his name was, and he goes, "Weed."
Hmm.
And I was like, all right, I guess we're in Austin, so that's not shocking. Anyway,
okay.
I called this child Weed for 3 days. Turns out he has a speech impediment, and his name is Reed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, cringe.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, that is cringe. Okay.
Okay, so this is great. This is great. This is great. This is a text exchange screenshot from a behavioral health education service that's saying, hey, here's your next appointment.
Right.
Justin has an appointment with Dr. Marshall.
Right.
And so Justin replies, "pee pee poo poo."
What?
And they said, "Justin, this is not an automated message. Should we consider this a confirmation of said time and date?"
Oh, no. That is funny. It's not one of those just auto-generated things that,
there's an actual person that sent
funny.
That. Funny. Okay, one more. This is so awful because the picture that goes with it is the saddest little picture of a little girl ever on planet Earth. So here's the story.
Okay.
She said, "My daughter's name is Elizabeth. We call her Liz, and her nickname is Lizard."
Sure.
"I got her a cake at Walmart for her birthday, told the lady to write, 'Happy Birthday, Lizard.'"
Okay.
"A few minutes later, she hands me the cake. I, without looking at it, just put it in the cart, go to checkout."
Okay.
"I'm unloading the car. When we get home, I look at the cake and notice she put, 'Happy Birthday, Loser.'"
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So oh, the no. picture is her daughter looking at the cake with just the most defeated look on her face.
And her daughter's like 2 years old, maybe? Yeah. Oh, my.
She's a toddler.
Gosh.
She said that looking at this picture kills me every time. She ended up getting a new cake. I ate every bit of that loser cake.
Happy birthday, loser. You know what? Terrible twos starting today.
There you go.
That is great. All right.
I'll share the website so you can read through all of them. There's a ton of them. Definitely going to bring some tears, especially if you need something to look at in the carpool line.